This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for lectures, features, and radio shows. And now, here's Coy Barefoot.
News Radio 1070 WINA, this is Charlottesville Right Now, and we are honored to welcome to the program former Governor Jim Gilmore, who is the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. The election, of course, is just coming up in just a few months this November. Good afternoon, Governor. How you doing?
Good morning. It's good to be back on almost off of hometown radio station. I remember being at UVA all those years, listening to WINA on those frosty mornings.
Well, we're honored to welcome you to the program, and you are continuing. We want to let folks know that you're continuing your tour of the Commonwealth, and you'll be in Charlottesville day after tomorrow. That's Wednesday at 2:45 p.m. at Sam's Kitchen Restaurant, and that is on Emmett Street, right there across from Bodo's. And tell us what this tour is all about. You're going all over the state.
Well, this is the second Working Families tour that we have done, and this one is a big one. It's going to be a trip all the way through Hampton and Williamsburg, and then down through Smithfield and Danville, Suffolk, Emporia, South Boston, all the way through the South Side, down through Martinsville, Collinsville, Rocky Mount, Lynchburg, then back up through Charlottesville, and then on to Madison County, which, of course, was where the Gilmores originally came from.
Goodness gracious. You're all over the place.
Well, we are, but we want to talk to people who are actually working for a living and who are suffering from these high gas prices, Coy. It's a real serious problem. It means higher gas prices for people who are trying to work, higher food prices for people who are trying to feed a family. And people are under a lot of stress right now. They want action from the U.S. Senate. And as U.S. Senator, I intend to help.
So tell us then, if elected in November, and this, of course, is to replace outgoing Senator John Warner, who has served the Commonwealth for with great honor these last few decades. What would Senator Gilmore do in Washington for the folks here in Virginia?
Well, it's time now for a change. For 30 years now, people have been running the Congress in Washington, both parties, really, who have not really had working families at heart. They've raised their taxes. They've made it impossible to have domestic energy production. They've made it impossible to drill for oil domestically. And now we're paying that price. And I say it's time for a change. We've got to have more domestic oil production and energy production. We've got to drill in Anwar and bring that oil in. We've got to drill offshore and bring that oil in. I'll do these things and work for those goals, and Mark Warner will not. And then in addition to that, we've got to do other things as well. Coal is one of the great resources for the United States of America. We have to find technologies that permits us to use that coal. And then we have to move to other creative resources, not only nuclear power, but renewable energy, conservation. It's just a massive effort to make sure that we get this country no longer subject to the whims of foreign dictators and speculators.
And help us understand, you mentioned drilling offshore. For the folks who are just coming into this debate, give us a little 101, if you can, and share your exact position on it and what might be different from that you would offer differently than Governor Warner, who is the Democratic nominee.
Well, I certainly will. First of all, we have plenty of domestic oil supply in the United States of America that needs to be reached. First, in Anwar, there are billions of barrels of oil there, and Mark Warner is very clear that he will not permit drilling in Anwar, and I say we must do it. The people of Alaska say we must do it. The representatives up there know we must do it. It will not trash their environment or their state at all, and that's a clear distinction between us. Secondly, on offshore drilling, well, I know we have to get out there and we have to not only explore but also produce oil offshore. Not immediately offshore, right there at the beach, but off the outer continental shelf. We know there's oil along the entire coast of the United States. It needs to be reached. It needs to be produced. And furthermore, we have to say that we have a strong, decisive energy policy. If we do, that will drop gas prices immediately. I mean, just look, boy, just last week the president announced he was removing the executive moratorium on offshore drilling, and, you know, oil prices dropped $20 a barrel and gas prices have begun to drop. International oil markets are very sensitive, and if we, the United States, decides it's going to have a decisive energy policy, it will help working people right now.
We're honored to be talking with former Governor Jim Gilmore. He is the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. The election, of course, is this November. And he is on the road exploring Virginia and meeting working families. He'll be in Charlottesville on Wednesday at 2:45 p.m. in the afternoon at Sam's Kitchen on Emmett Street. And that, again, is Wednesday afternoon. Tell us, you had your first big debate here with Mark Warner just a few weeks ago at the Homestead. Tell us about the debate for the folks who weren't able to be there, what it was like.
Well, I enjoyed the debate very much, but it does give me an opportunity to draw that distinction between me and Mark Warner on offshore drilling. Mark Warner had a bill when he was governor to encourage offshore drilling. It was passed overwhelmingly by the Virginia General Assembly, and Mark Warner vetoed that bill. He's come into the race now and said, well, he's for glad gas exploration, but not oil production. And then, of course, he runs an ad on television in which he says he's for greater production and shows an offshore rig, which I think is exactly a misleading ad. So the point is this. I will act decisively and truthfully, and people can trust me to do what I say I'm going to do. The debate at the Homestead was about two issues. Absolutely, energy production to help working families and what his positions are and how vague they've been versus the clarity of mine. And secondly, trust. Who do you trust to actually do things and to do the right things? And Coy, I made something very clear that day. And that was this. In 2004, Mark Warner raised taxes on the people of Virginia $1.4 billion after promising in his campaign that he would not do that. He did it on the basis that there was some type of deficit. He usually blames me for a deficit. Talks about a $6 billion deficit, which never existed. But what the truth is that after the taxes were raised, $1.4 billion, within 30 days, he announced not a deficit, but a surplus, a $323 million surplus. We've now discovered that his Secretary of Finance sent multiple letters to him over months, advising him that there was no deficit, that the revenues were increasing, and that there was, in fact, going to be a surplus. And I confronted him with that because this is an issue of trust. Can you trust Mark Warner to really carry out these policies? And I think you can trust Jim Gilmore because I've always kept my word.
Former governor, Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore is a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. The election here in Virginia is in November. We learned today, Governor, that the White House is announcing that America is facing yet another record budget deficit, nearly $500 billion. Tell us what Senator Gilmore would do in Washington to perhaps bring a little bit much-needed fiscal responsibility to the nation's capital.
Well, there's no doubt about that. As governor of Virginia, I always balance budgets. Mark Warner asserted that I did not, but that's not true. We balanced our budgets, we cut taxes, and we put $1 billion into the rainy day fund. And that's the kind of fiscal responsibility that we have to have in Washington. It's time for a change. It hasn't been very fiscally responsible in either party for a long time. It's time for a change, and that means that we have to control government spending. We're going to have an honest discussion with the people of the United States about this tremendous spending that's going on, pork barrel, earmarks, waste that's been going on, and it can be delineated. It's not just rhetoric. It's real. And as long as we continue to balloon up federal government spending of a pork barrel and unnecessary programs, we're going to end up with a weak dollar, and we're going to end up with a deficit in the federal budget. That's what leads to displacements. That's what leads to problems and higher taxes. We cut taxes in this country in 2001, 2003 at the federal level. If those tax cuts go away, it's going to mean dramatic new tax increases on the people of Virginia and the people of the United States. I say those tax cuts must stay. Mark Warner says they should go away, which will mean higher federal taxes on everybody.
We're talking with former Governor Jim Gilmore, a candidate for U.S. Senate. What about the situation in Iraq and Afghanistan?
We're certainly seeing a great deal more stability in Iraq. It's been my privilege to travel to Israel, to Afghanistan, and to Pakistan. I think I understand the challenges we're facing. As everyone listening knows, I chaired the National Commission on Homeland Security and Terrorism for the United States government for 5 years, 3 years before the 9/11 attack and two after. I was a governor during the 9/11 attack. I've chaired the Board of Visitors of the United States Air Force Academy. I'm a United States Army veteran, just as John McCain is a Navy veteran. I've devoted a lot of my life, including studying foreign policy at the University of Virginia. So I've devoted a lot of my life to this. And we have a lot that we have to do to face this crisis that we're seeing now here at the beginning of this century. But one thing we know that we have to do is we have to be strong in this country. And to pull out of Iraq on a date certain precipitously would be a mistake. And Barack Obama has certainly telegraphed now a timetable for withdrawal that is dangerous and might very well destabilize, in fact, the stabilization that's been put into place over the last 6 or so months to a year.
Jim Gilmore is a former governor of Virginia and a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. The election is in November, and you can learn more online at jimgilmoreforsenate.com, and you can come out and meet him and say hello and ask questions in person at Sam's Kitchen on Emmett Street this coming Wednesday, the day after tomorrow, at 2:45. Governor, we wish you safe travels as you explore the Commonwealth. And before we let you go, just give us, if you can, when voters go into the voting booth in November, what is it that you would like them to keep in mind as they consider Mark Warner or Jim Gilmore for U.S. Senate?
I'd like to remember two things. Firstly, someone has to stand up and do something about these high gas prices that people are facing. Just as when I did the car tax, and I kept my word to cut the car tax, I care about regular people out there who are under stress. And it's absolutely essential that we bring in this foreign oil and drill now to do to reduce gas prices. Mark Warner will not do that. And secondly, trust. When I ran for governor of Virginia, I said I would cut the car tax and put new teachers in the schools, and I kept my word. Mark Warner said that he would not raise taxes, and he did so. And then, of course, as we know, when he was raising taxes, then he was under sure knowledge that there was not going to be a deficit, but he was telling people that they were. So the question comes is, you know, who do you trust to actually go forward and do what he says he's going to do? I've always kept my word, and I'll be that United States Senator.
Jim Gilmore, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, online at jimgilmoreforsenate.com. And he'll be in Charlottesville the day after tomorrow at 2:45 in the afternoon at Sam's Kitchen on Emmett Street. Governor, thank you so much. We look forward to talking to you again.
I look forward to coming back to Charlottesville.
You've been listening to WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. The show is on the air Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. Join in on the show by calling 434-977-1070 or feel free to leave a comment on the show at SevillePodcast.com. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network.